Hello. Before the interview starts, I owe Jonathan Wright an apology. I got his name wrong during the interview, and I just wanted to make sure I was straight about this. His name is Jonathan Wright. That's right. Anyway, sorry about this, and without further ado, here's Jonathan Wright.
Hello, I've got with me the creator of Dark Run, Jonathan Willard. Say hello.
Hello.
Jonathan, would you be able to describe Dark Run for us?
It's a infine chase game that you run through an infinely generated series of corridors and running away from a dark abyss that attempts to catch you, and you can run into various monsters that can hurt you.
Okay. So before we get into any details, just a basic question that I intend to ask any game developer that we have on this podcast. As a game player, do you tend to think of games as an isolated work, or do you think of them in terms of their authors, or in terms of your own experience of them?
I think I always think of them with this, with the author's intent in mind, because it's quite interesting to think what they're trying to do with it and so forth.
What they're trying to convey.
And what their goals are in making games and so forth, and because I'm developing myself, that interests me quite a lot. I think if I wasn't a game developer, I don't think I would care so much about the creators.
As a creator yourself, you have an interest in your own intent.
Well, I do, yeah. I don't really expect the players in my game to be interested in what I'm trying to do, but so much.
Okay. Now that that's out of the way, earlier in the podcast, we were talking about how reaction time and learning play off of each other in gameplay. So that leaves an interesting question for procedurally generated games like Dark Run, where the question is, can you really learn a procedurally generated game? So I was wondering, in Dark Run's case, were you thinking about player learning when you made it?
Yeah, so I think about the procedurally generated thing. I think just because you're not learning the layout of the levels doesn't mean that you don't learn the mechanics and how things work in that regard. Like in Dark Run, obviously you're continually trying to navigate the level on the fly, but you get better at navigating as you go on, and you learn what the different monsters' behavior is as you go on. I think there's a lot of other games like that as well, like Spelunky, where you The cave is different every time, but you learn the mechanics of the game, but the level itself and how the enemies are spread out and so forth is different every time. Yeah, so I think just because the level is different doesn't mean that you can't continually kind of learn the game and get better at it.
So even though there are randomly placed elements, those elements themselves are consistent.
Yeah, that's it. So you learn what those elements do, and when you encounter them, you can react appropriately.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
So was there any way in which you tried to foster player learning?
Yeah, kind of. Like, at the beginning of testing, like, basically it was way, way too hard at the beginning. Like, the black thing would just catch up to you way too fast. So what I did was, like, at the beginning, the black thing, it's basically very reactive to how fast you're going. So if you go very slowly, it kind of goes very slowly behind you, and if you go faster, it keeps up with you. So what that means is you can kind of start off quite slow at the beginning and not get killed immediately, and can kind of hopefully kind of not kind of die, which is the problem.
Yeah, I didn't notice that actually.
Yeah, if you just like stand like still at the beginning, it will actually be really, really slow and will like leave you alone for a bit. But
Okay.
as the game goes on, it gradually replaces that kind of reactiveness of just being faster and faster and not slowing down.
So I guess part of allowing a player to learn is giving the player some amnesty, giving them time to do something without any consequence.
Yeah, some kind of space to learn, you could say, I guess.
Yeah, okay. So another matter brought up then is we also talked about reaction time. Basically, if you're better with reaction time, you're able to evade things rather than learn how to evade things. And what's interesting is that reaction time is uniquely handled in Dark Run as well, in that you have a decreased field of vision, in that you can only see a circle on the screen as opposed to the entire rectangle. Why did you decide to go with the decreased field of vision?
Yeah, so, like, at the start it was actually just as a kind of novel visual thing in the, like, the early prototype. But I think I kept it in because it kind of sort of adds to the atmosphere in a bit. And what it also means is that from the player you could see in all directions the same distance. If I kept the field of view as a square, it means that you can see the from the player to the corner of the screen, you have a larger length of distance you can see than from the player to, like, the top of the screen. I don't know if I explained that right, but...
In a sense, it makes the game more fair?
Yeah, it means that all directions that you can go in, you have the same distance you can view them in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a radius from the player.
Yeah.
And so was there any trouble in testing regarding the field of vision thing? Like, was that the field of vision you decided on initially, or did it take some playing with?
I changed the game around that. If there was, like, a problem with, you know, how fast someone could react to a monster, I kind of, you know, tweaked it, the monster or whatever. So, yeah, I guess it wasn't too much of a big deal.
So there were problems regarding the player's field of vision, but you liked it so much that you tweaked the game to fit it.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. That's a pretty interesting approach. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Is that it?
I guess, should I ask you where we can play Dark Run?
Yeah, you can play it at, you can just Google the name, really, and it's the first result, I think.
So, that's how I found it, so.
You can do that.
All right, thanks.
Right, okay.